Evil Quill Weave. My fucking favorite. I've never read any of these. I'm making this up. I'm sorry. Evil Quill Weave, Part 3. She opened the letter from her tailor in the Imperial City, immediately upon receipt from the courier. Dear Mistress of Evil, the letter stated. Quillweave was happy to see that the Khajiit had addressed the letter appropriately, as she had requested, though of course the tailor knew full well who she was. It wouldn't do to spread that word around too liberally.
It is with the greatest of concern that I write this to you. 2 days ago I happened upon that crazy mage I told you about. You remember, the one who sold me those rubies? Well, we began to talk, and it appears that they were enchanted. As best I can gather, you must understand that the nut job is very hard to comprehend. They are enchanted with an invisibility enchantment. If you touch the one with the skull engraving while repeating the word, hey, 3 times, it will activate the others, and the invisibility will be engaged. The word, hue, will disable it. I don't know Argonian pronunciation. I apologize deeply for this, and will be more than happy to replace them with regular stones. You need only stop in the shop, and I will gladly swap them out for you.
Quillweave looked down at the red skull ruby on her bodice. I don't know what the fuck that word is. I'm retarded. And smiled an evil smile.
I bet you will, she thought. Didn't know you were selling me an enchanted outfit, did you?
She decided to wait till the next day when Faceless Mook came... Faceless Mook came back from his vacation to test it out on him. The next morning she heard him enter downstairs and called down to him.
Be down in a few minutes, Mookie. Please, can you put the cat out for me?
Sure thing, mistress, he called back.
She heard him downstairs and said the word 3 times while touching the stone. Nothing happened. But she also had no idea how it was supposed to work, either. She then crept downstairs as silently as she could and heard him outside. She hid behind the door until he came back in. He went to his workbench and began working on the door latch again. She silently walked around right in front of him, but there was no reaction. She was totally invisible to him. She smiled a toothy grin and crept back up the stairs. After saying the words to disable the enchantment, she returned down the stairs as if nothing had happened.
Working on that latch again.
Yes, mistress. I really can't figure out why it's so much of a problem. Here, look. See, it's really a very simple mechanism. The only thing I can figure is that the little axle gets stuck somehow.
She waved a hand dismissively.
I'm no good with such things, Mookie. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Say, are the villagers still holding that festival tonight?
Faceless Mook poked up at that.
Oh, yes. It's for talk of a village. I really wish you'd come. My wife is dying to meet you, too. She forgives you for that whole salt thing.
What did she do?
Ah, well, tell them thanks. I've come to terms that I won't be doing my evil deeds around here anyway. But really, it just wouldn't be too seemly. It just wouldn't be seemly for evil incarnate to show up and dance with a bunch of villagers, now would it?
Her minion sighed.
I guess not. We're gonna have a big bonfire, though. Really, it would be so nice of you to join.
Well, I'll think about it. Now I'm off to start planning my next villainous deed.
Okay, let me know if you need any help,
Mookie said, turning back to his work. In fact, she was planning her next villainous deed. With her invisibility outfit, the idea was practically thrown into her lap. During the fall festival, Quill would activate her invisibility and create a jack-o'-lantern. But this one would magically appear at the festival, floating on air. The superstitious rubes would freak out. Oh, maybe it wasn't as evil as some ideas, but she would definitely get a kick out of seeing them run screaming from the magic jack-o'-lantern. She grabbed a nice fat pumpkin from the garden out back and sequestered herself in her room with a knife and a spoon. 3 pumpkins later, and she finally felt she had just the right look of menace on the pumpkin's carved face. The fact that she managed to get pumpkins... I just fucking moved my hand in front of the mic there. The fact that she had managed to get pumpkins' brains... Fucking, I fucked it up. The fact...
God damn it. Yeah, that's my fault there.
3 pumpkins later, and she'd finally felt she had just the right look of menace on the pumpkin's carved face. The fact that she'd managed to get pumpkin brains all over herself didn't bother her, since she'd wisely removed her evil outfit beforehand. But she needed a bath.
Hey, Mookie, could you make a bath for me?
Sure, mistress. I'll start heating the water up now. But can I leave early today after that? The wife wants me to get dressed up for the festival.
No problem. I'm going to go to bed early tonight anyway. Give her my regards. Just let me know when you leave.
Some little while later,
time to take a sip of that sweet tea, because my voice is shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Y'all gotta heard Madman drink sweet tea on stream. That's how southern this boy is. And I lost my fucking place. And somewhere in a shirt, man, saves it. I don't know, no problem. I'm gonna... Can someone tell me where I was? Okay, heat up the bath. Fucking hell. Oh, found it!
Sure, mistress, I'll start heating the water up now. But can I leave early today for that? The wife wants me to get dressed up for the festival.
No problem. I'm going to go to bed early tonight anyway. Give her my regards. Just let me know when you leave.
Some little while later, she heard a minion call up the stairs. Mistress. The bath is ready. I've left a towel and soap right beside it. I'm heading out now.
Okay, thanks, Mookie. You're the best.
When she'd heard the door close, she went downstairs and climbed into the bath. The water was just right. She decided right then that if she saw Faceless Mook and his wife at the festival, she'd steer clear of them. His wife really had been awfully accommodating to her, and she felt a little bad at not having met her yet. The day turned to night, and Quill was all prepared. She waited until the hour was getting late, and she crept toward the village. Keeping to the wooded area around the clearing, she could see all the townspeople gathered around a large bonfire. Most were dancing, while a few were playing some crude instrument, and others yet were obviously somewhat drunk and singing badly at the top of their voices, just like Casimir at a Christmas party. She waited until she spotted Mookie and a large woman she assumed to be his wife nearby. There they were on the far side of the fire, happily, so she decided to focus her efforts nearby. She touched the ruby and repeated the incantation. Then she lit the candle and placed it within the pumpkin. Raising it high overhead, she stepped out of the woods. As expected, many of the villagers pointed and shrieked. She waved the pumpkin up and down as she circled the fire, but instead of screaming and running away in terror, she noticed most of them just made a pathway for the haunted jack-o'-lantern. While the children pointed, most of the adults just shushed them and made them look away. A little frustrated, she blew out the candle and went back into the woods. Well, she'd obviously caused a bit of an uproar at first. It certainly was not the terrified spectacle she was expecting. She dropped the pumpkin in the woods and went back to her castle. Once again, the latch wasn't working. She fiddled with it, but finally sat down in front of the door in frustration. At least it wasn't cold or raining, she thought. Then a figure came out of the gloom. It was Faceless Mook, and she was glad to see him.
Mookie, just the man I was looking for. This latch is stuck again.
Hi, mistress. Sure, just give me a second and I'll get it open.
True to his word, with a little help from a small tool he kept nearby, he had the latch open. Once inside, the little man sat down at the table.
What is it, Mookie? What brings you here tonight of all nights? Don't you want to be at the festival? She said, smiling a little.
Well, yes, but the wife insisted I come and talk to you. I'm sorry, Quill. I mean, mistress, it's kind of hard to talk while you're naked.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Quill looked at him, puzzled, and looked down at herself.
Naked? I'm not naked. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Quill Weave's pupils went from her normal slits to fully dilated.
Thanks for coming to the festival anyway, mistress, but it's not really a fertility festival,
Mookie said.
But this morning,
It's okay, mistress. I know you're a little eccentric in your dressing habits, but the rest of the villagers don't know you that well. I suggest you wear clothes pretty much all the time when you come into the village, even if you sometimes don't around here.
Dear May the Tailor, I thank you for your letter of yesterday. However, in the future, I would appreciate it if you could be a little more precise in your language.
I'm afraid I misunderstood a critical aspect of your missive. I will be in next week to have suitable alterations made to the garment. Sincerely, your mistress of evil.
The end.